Subscribe now.
We turned in our marriage license. I think we've angered Satan.
Cold.
A podcast.
The untold story of Susan Powell.
What you don't know will shock you.
Audio you've never heard.
I love this girl, Susan. Marie Cox.
Details you were never told.
Susan is always talking about marriage.
Cold.
With investigative reporter Dave Colley.
To subscribe, text the word cold to 57500.
I just can't find peace.
Yeah, Gustavo, scratch this music. Let's do this right. If I can find it, I tell you to scratch it, and then I'm like, oh, here we go.
Jay, science.
Oh, you're going to sing it, Morgan? It's not even a song. How are you going to sing it?
Science changing the world.
Frankenstein.
Or at least changing your day on KSL News Radio.
All right, you know we love Mondays because we love J-Mac Science Class. We invite Luke Gunji Wellman from the Leonardo to join us. And truly, it's because I just haven't... There's not a lot of science drama shows out there. Because I don't need any help when we talk about Law and Order and stuff. Because I've seen every Law and Order episode that there is. So I have a Law and Order degree.
You're a professional.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of shows out there that really give you good, watchable content with science, like with a plot point behind it. You know what I'm saying?
There's some shows out there with like some forensic science.
Forensics, I know. I'm pretty good with the forensics.
That's about as far as it goes,
yeah,
generally. You got to stay within the realm of crime.
There's like a gap there. Like we need a show where there's like these amazing plots, but you learn science along the way. So then I could come on the air and act like I know everything like I do with Law and Order.
There you go. There's your next job, Jay.
It's not gonna happen because I'd have
to
know science first, right? And that's why you're here, because I don't know science. Now, just some behind the scenes on Monday mornings. We kind of interact, you and Mo interact, and we're like, what do you want to talk about for science today? And you're always fired up about something. And today, here's what Morgan said: Luke wants to talk about neurons, and I'm like, what about neurons? And she's like, I don't know. Neurons. So
I read the thing. It didn't make sense.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. So I can make it make sense.
Yeah, so you need to make it sense. But I actually did some reading.
Okay.
I don't mind reading. And I think one of the keys here is, if I understand this right, is forever. I've had the belief, and I think most people have had the general understanding, that the brain is one of the parts of the body that does not regenerate.
Yeah.
And because of that, if you get brain damage, sorry. If you get Alzheimer's, like if we cured Alzheimer's today, we probably wouldn't be able to repair somebody who's in the throes of it because of the damage that has already happened.
Absolutely. So what you're getting at is this whole concept that, you know, there's the, oh, I'm a smart person fact that people love to drop at parties, where they say, you know, the body replaces itself on a cellular level once every 7 years. Did you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's the gotcha
moment. I know, because it's all in my carpet.
Exactly.
You know, all that.
Oh, well, maybe you should get a better vacuum, Jay.
Yeah.
Unrelated topic there. It's exaggeration, but for the most part, it is kind of true. There's the cells in your body are constantly replicating.
Yes.
They're refreshing. And so over time, almost every part of your body is going to be refreshed, essentially.
Yes.
It's going to be something new that it wasn't before.
It's going to regenerate. Right? But there are things that once they're gone, like a limb.
Exactly.
Bones, those types of things. Well, bones actually do regenerate.
Yeah. That takes more on the scale of about 15 years to replace an entire skeleton. So it's a long time. But the brain is different. It's more complicated. And the neurons, which are the cells that make up the brain, one of the attributes of neurons is that we know that they're very, very picky about replicating. So most of the neuronal replication, the fancy word is neurogenesis, but I'll only drop that on you once. So when neurons are going through a developmental stage, what's happening is there's so much strategy that has to happen, because what you're looking at is the structure of the brain is so intricate. it is so absolutely, it has to be perfect. It has to be so precise. Like muscles, yes, they have to be precise. They have to be good. But they don't have literally trillions of connections, right? The brain has literally trillions of connections. And that is just, it's mind-boggling. So for all of that to work and to maintain its plasticity and its ability to change correctly, introducing new cells into that is very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been thought for a long time that neurons aren't really able to replicate. And there's been some back and forth. You know, you're talking about science dramas right at the top of here and how we don't have enough science dramas. This story in itself is a little bit of a science drama because what we're looking at is there's been a little bit of evidence saying that, okay, neurons in the hippocampus, which is the region that's responsible for memory formation in the brain. So neurons in the hippocampus, they can replicate. We can make new neurons in the hippocampus. And then there was a huge landmark study that came out right around this time last year that shed a lot of doubt on that and said, no, it's really not the case. We can't do that. And this year, literally a couple days ago, this new study came out.
This is the one that got you all excited, right?
The one that got me all excited. It just came out and it's saying, okay, there's actually a lot of really, there's a lot of potential out there for neurons to be replicating in the hippocampus. And it's because they used this new technique where this is all in human tissue, I should say, which is really, really interesting. Because a lot of science, even a lot of the science we talk about on here, they're doing this in mice.
Yeah.
They're doing this in rats,
yeah.
Which is cool, but you know it has a long way to go.
You still got a bridge to cross.
Exactly. That's a good analogy. You still got a bridge to cross. And so what these researchers have done is they've developed a new technique with the microscopy that they're using to look at the cells that have this marker that says that they are a new cell that's been replicated. And they found a better way to look at them. Basically, think of it kind of like finding a needle in a haystack. That's what you're doing in this case, one way or another. But that needle, before, it was haystack colored, right? So impossible to find. Really, really, really challenging. They're using all the tools they have to possibly find this one cell. And they found a way, these researchers, to kind of, okay, we're going to make that needle. It's still going to be a needle in a haystack. It's still going to be challenging to find. But now it's going to be bright silver in a haystack.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can look at it better and we can find it better. And so they used this technique and they showed that in normal patients, patients who didn't have any diseases, any neurodevelopmental, any problems, that they had decreasing levels of these newly developed neurons in the hippocampus as they aged, which is what we expect to see. The really interesting part here, you mentioned Alzheimer's earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They also looked at a subset of Alzheimer's patients. And what they found in the Alzheimer's patients is that on a whole, those Alzheimer's patients had way significantly fewer of the neurons that were developing anew, right? So Alzheimer's patients have less ability to produce these new neurons. And why this is really, really interesting, the big take home from this scientific drama is that if this is accurate, if this is correct, if these results can be replicated, this provides an entire new avenue of treatment for diseases like Alzheimer's that are neurodegenerative, breaking down neurons.
And I also saw PTSD, lot of issues
PTSD,
with the brain.
Epilepsy, Alzheimer's, all sorts of different things. And it's because we have this new opportunity to say we have cells that are already naturally replicating in the brain, and they're naturally replicating in our memory center. And so if we can find a way to harness those, we can develop a treatment that is going to be way better than it's going to actually cure the disease,
right?
As opposed to treating the symptoms. Right, which is what we're doing right now. We look at Alzheimer's disease, and a lot of what we're doing with Alzheimer's disease is we're treating these amyloid plaques and we're treating all of these other things that are complicated, and I don't need to get into the nuance of that. But there's a lot of work just treating the symptoms of Alzheimer's. And what this is doing is it's saying, okay, we could actually, if we develop a way to treat this using...
You could stop it and repair the damage.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah, repairing the damage is going to be a little bit more challenging because... it is still known that the cerebral cortex, which is the outside of your brain, you see a picture of a brain, everything that you're looking at is the cerebral cortex.
Okay.
And that's where all of your thoughts are, that's where all of your emotions are, that's where your motor cortex is. There is no new development of neurons in the cerebral cortex. This is in the
hippocampus.
Yeah. So you can't necessarily reverse the effects, but if you catch it earlier and they develop a treatment with it, you could stop it.
You could stop it.
As opposed to just treating the symptoms.
And then the next step after that, you're able to harvest your brain, put it in a cyborg, and live forever.
There's the JMAC take. I was waiting for it. Absolutely.
And I don't want that, by the way. I'm already tired.
It would be a lot of work.
Immortality stuff. No, thanks. Not for Jay. Not interested.
All right, we'll play that back.
Well, I hope everyone knows why Luke Gungy Wellman with the Leonardo was so excited about neurons.
So excited about neurons.
Yeah. I'd like to sit around sometime at the Leonardo and see where, you know, because we have our things that excite us around here see what. I think half the time you guys would be, did you see this? And I'd be like, see what? Squirrel? What?
Yeah, we get excited about a lot of things over there. And then, you know, on that subject,
we have
a great exhibit up right now called Alive. If you think this stuff with neurons is interesting, we have a whole bunch of stuff all about the human brain right in there. You can come in, learn about it. It's a relatively new exhibit. We opened it in December, I believe.
Yeah.
So come check it out. It's really fun, and it has a lot more information about some of the stuff that I've been talking about
today. Yeah, and you can find out more on the website, theleonardo.org. Thank you, Luke.
Great.
All right, coming up, we'll open up the court of public opinion about the allegations against Joe Biden. I'm looking for a clear, recognizable standard here. Will we find it?
Got junk? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They make junk disappear. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK for homes, businesses, retail, construction, and more. With friendly, uniformed teams helping you eliminate just about anything responsibly.